Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining me as he does at this time each week is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Hanging in there. You know my deal. It's Friday night. What could be better? And before we do this week's show, let's clear up that challenge from last time. And Mike, I made a mistake last week when I said four former senators had ascended to the vice presidency and the presidency in the 20th century. I should have said three. Harry Truman, LBJ, and Richard Nixon.
That's the only verse of We Didn't Start the Fire I remember. All right, Ian. Last week, we lost one of the greats of Major League Baseball. Hank Aaron passed away at age 86. Known as Hammerin' Hank, Aaron played a season with the Indianapolis Clowns in the Negro Leagues, and then 23 seasons in Major League Baseball, 21 of those with the Braves during their time in both Milwaukee and Atlanta, and another 2 years back in Milwaukee with the Brewers. He still holds the MLB records for career RBIs, career total bases, career extra base hits, and career all-star appearances. In honor of the great Hank Aaron, this week our questions are about hammers.
Okay. I was wondering.
Named for a 19th century Swedish collector, a 300-year-old instrument called the hammer sold in 2006 for more than $3.5 million, which was at the time the highest amount paid for a musical instrument at auction. Made by Antonio Stradivari, what type of instrument is the hammer?
Had to get this right. A violin.
That is right. And the previous record was a $2 million Stradivarius violin. And the current record is now held by, surprise, another Stradivarius that sold in 2011 for almost $16 million. Considered to be a tactical advantage, the hammer is what teams call the final stone that is thrown in an end, usually by the skip of the team, but not always, in what sport?
Curling?
Yes, it's curling. First appearing in 1947's I, the Jury, what private investigator was the protagonist in novels by author Mickey Spillane and was portrayed in three television series in the 1980s and 1990s by actor Stacy Keach?
Is it Mike Hammer?
It is Mike Hammer. Very good. Apparently Mike Hammer, the character, is based on a Newburgh, New York police officer. And that police officer actually appears in the 1953 film adaptation of I, the Jury.
Ah, wow.
What song, written by Pete Seeger and Lee Hayes in 1949, and first recorded by the Weavers the following year, achieved greater commercial success with a version released by the Mamas and the Papas in 1962 that would win a Grammy Award for Best Folk Recording?
All thanks to Pete, of course. If I Had a Hammer.
Yes, all thanks to Pete is right. And among those, as an interesting bonus fact, among those that have also covered If I Had a Hammer include Johnny Cash, Martha and the Vandellas, and Leonard Nimoy. And finally, three bones called the malleus, the incus, and the stapes, also known as the hammer, the anvil, and the stirrup, are located in the inner section of what part of the human body?
It's the ear.
That's right. Those are the tiny little bones in your ear. Of course, the names I read at the beginning, those are the Latin names for those three bones, and collectively, those are known as the ossicles. Well, Ian certainly threw the hammer down. How well did you do? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can visit WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the name Henry Aaron. Add a letter, and you can rearrange the result to spell a five-letter word and a six-letter word that both name types of birds. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you soon.